Our next public hearing is conditional use 1711 Artesian Water Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a sewer treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 13.41 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 336, also known as Pawnee Neck Road, 2,100 feet west of Route 335, also known as Bunning Road, and 2,200 feet east of Route 335A, also referred to as Adams Road. But gentlemen, for the record, I believe you all have copies of a small blue binder. It's titled on the first page as being Sussex County Conditional Use Number 1711. Makes reference to the landings at Pepper Creek Regional Community Wastewater Treatment and Disposal Facility. And that booklet is a part of the record. And has been since Monday. And for the record, we have two agency comments. First one being from the Sussex County Engineering Department. From the Utility Planning Division, making reference to this application, makes reference to the applicant, the location, the tax map parcel, the proposed use, the size of the parcel, states that the site is located in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, which is the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area. It says that the project is not capable of being annexed into the county sanitary sewer district at this time. But the project proposes to construct a private wastewater treatment facility. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet Sussex County sewer standards and specifications. A review and approval of the treatment and disposal system by the county engineering department is required, and plan review fees may apply. Disposal fields should not be counted as open space. Wastewater disposal fields should be clearly identified on record plots. If the county ever provides sewer service, it is required that the treatment system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developers and or homeowners association expense. The engineering department is currently conducting a planning study to assess the sewer needs for this area. That study is scheduled for completion in August of 2007. They also have a reference to an attached memorandum from Mike Izzo, dated today, requesting deferment of this request. And a concept plan is not required. That comment was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. The attached memorandum from Mr. Izzo, County Engineer, reads that please accept this memo as a request to have conditional use 1711 request for a sewer treatment and disposal facility deferred. The basis of this request is that Tidewater Utilities, Artesian Water Company, and Sussex County all have treatment and disposal facilities planned for the Pawnee Neck Peninsula. The extra time gained by deferring this request will allow all three parties an opportunity to compile a coordinated wastewater plan for this area. I have discussed this request for deferral with Artesian, and they are in agreement with said deferral. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. It was signed by Michael Izzo, County Engineer. From the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum and dated October 26 and received on November 13th, we are advised that the soil on this site is mapped to be Easter loamy sand, which has slight limitations for development purposes. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The Easterboro soils, there are two types, are both considered to be of statewide importance. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It may be necessary for off-site and on-site drainage improvements because of the flat topography and the possibility of wet depressions. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 60. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Smith, members of the commission, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney for Artesian Water Company, which is one of the Artesian Resources companies, and I will be presenting the application. Excuse me. I have with me this evening Jack Schreppler, who is vice president and general counsel with Artesian. I have Scott Toller on this side, who is an engineer with the company, and I have Mr. Rodney Wyatt, who many of you may know is a former county engineer and who is the director of operations compliance for Artesian companies. Gentlemen, I know this is the application all America waits for. It's another wastewater treatment plant that's being presented as a regional application in the Pepper Creek area. This particular application is brought to you on property that's currently owned by SK Pepper Creek LLC. It contains a design plan that was prepared by George Miles and Bureau Engineers of Salisbury, Maryland, and is located within a northerly of three tracts of land that's owned by Landings at Pepper Creek, which were approved by you gentlemen in July of this year as a subdivision under the number of 2005-06, and that approval was for 125 lots. The acreage of the present proposed site of the wastewater treatment plant and disposal facility is 13.41 acres. The property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, and the property as it exists currently is not in use, but it is subject to approval for a proposed wastewater treatment plant to be built by Artesian. The proposed plant would have a capacity of 90,000 gallons per day disposal ability. And in round numbers, depending upon how you calculate EDUs, and maybe Mr. Robertson can help me, DNREC counts 300 gallons per day as an EDU, and I think the county is at 250. So we're roughly at 125 to 140 EDUs under the current scheme. The application before you is to expand the plant to include 300,000 gallons per day, which would increase the ability of Artesian to serve anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 EDUs from this particular site at the 13.41 acres. SK Pepper Creek has pending various applications, which would include the 125 that are approved and may go as high as 287 lots, marina, and some other applications. All of these are located in an environmentally sensitive development area. It is level 3 on the state strategies map. This application was filed on July 26th of this year, and under the current policies of the Planning and Zoning Commission and of the county administration, any public utility that is brought or brings an application to the commission is given expedited hearing. So in the scope of things, we're here in less than 3 months, which is, as you all know, something like light speed in zoning world. Let me go through with you the book that has been presented. There is a table of contents. There are 10 exhibits. Hopefully some of you got ones that are numbered. I did not. Nor did you, Mr. Chairman.
Neither did I, but continue.
All right. Well, let me tell you what. The first, in my case, the orange tab. Maybe it's a different color for you all. The first tab... It may be scarlet for Mr. Robinson. he's particularly fond of that color, I'm told. There's an application, which is the application that was filed with the commission. The second tab is a copy of the wastewater services agreement between the Landings at Pepper Creek LLC and Artesian. The third tab is a copy of the minutes in which subdivision number 2005-6 was approved on July 27th of 2006. The fourth tab is a certificate of public convenience and necessity being number 6938 from the Public Service Commission, which allows Artesian to service this area. The next tab is a wastewater treatment and disposal facility plan prepared by George Miles and Bureau, the first page of which is the the title page, and it contains certain data relating to the general notes. The second page will show you what the proposed treatment areas and the five rapid infiltration basins are. The next following page shows you how all of that treatment facility fits into the general overall scheme and includes future drinking water facility and elevated storage tank, which are not a part of this application, but for convenience of the engineers, George Miles and Bureau were designed into this particular page. The next page, of course, is more detail about the five infiltration basins. Following that is the authorization of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, which allows Artesian to serve this area. The next following tab is a tab that shows you in green the area which is currently under contract with SK Pepper Creek. There is a parcel, which is the northerly parcel, that's got a strange look to it with an access road. That is where the wastewater treatment plant is. The parcels across the road are the areas to be served. The next following letter or tab is a letter or email from Kathy Thayer concerning Artesian water, and expresses on behalf of Hillary Moore, an environmental engineer, positive statements about the operation of the wastewater treatment facilities. And the last tab are photographs of typical facilities that are done or performed or used by Artesian. And I would show you that there are, describe for you that there are four pages of those pictures. And in terms of your familiarity with what Artesian does, I would remind you that they are the wastewater treatment plant operator for the Stonewater Creek project near Long Neck. And what you will see and what you will hear from my various witnesses will refer or compare favorably with the Stonewater Creek facilities. There are no new streets involved in this particular project. Obviously, to the extent that there is any sanitary waste disposal required, we would propose to service our own particular project. Water supply for this particular project is to be determined by the owner and will be decided by SK Pepper Creek. I can tell you that it appears that the two leading competitors are Artesian and Tidewater, which probably comes as no great surprise to anybody. There are no delineated wetlands on this particular site. If you'll permit me also, I will inform you or discuss at this moment the letters that were received from the County Engineering Department. As is pointed out by Mr. Izzo in his memo dated today's date, there are three competing entities on Piney Neck that are hoping to serve wastewater treatment on Piney Neck. They include Sussex County, which has the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District and has a treatment facility on Piney Neck and is hoping to serve at some point Piney Neck. You have Tidewater Utilities, which is also hoping to serve Piney Neck, and Artesian, which also would like to serve Piney Neck. Probably never at any moment in time has any one area of Sussex County benefited from the attention of three major wastewater treatment plant operators any better than has Piney Neck. And as Mike points out, Tidewater, Artesian, and Sussex County all have plans for the area, but they can't all serve it. And for that reason, he has asked that not that the hearing be deferred, but a decision be deferred so that the various competing entities have the opportunity to discuss what they think is a reasonable plan for Piney Neck, and I don't think that that request by Mr. Izzo is unreasonable. The only comment that I would make is that I would ask that it not be an unlimited period of time for deferral, and would offer for your thoughtful consideration that Mr. Izzo, myself, or somebody representing Tidewater communicate with the commission staff the status of those applications and negotiations by January 2 of 2007, and if appropriate, then I may make an application that this matter be put back on the agenda for decision at your January meeting, where you have decision making rather than public hearings. But I would set January 2nd of 2007 as the threshold date for consideration of where you all want to go, assuming that we cross all the other thresholds and need to be decided as we progress through the evening. With all of those preliminaries in mind, I'm going to ask Mr. Wyatt to join me at the podium. and identify himself and his background with Artesian.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Rodney Wyatt. I am the Director of Operational Compliance. I live at 7 North Horseshoe Drive, Milford, Delaware. I have a BS degree in civil engineering from Virginia Tech.
And you know a little something about wastewater treatment?
Yes, I have over 25 years of experience in.
And that includes being the county engineer of Sussex County?
That's correct.
Could you just describe briefly for the benefit of the commission what the current wastewater treatment plant is that is proposed for this site, the disposal site, and its capacities?
Presently, we have an approved DENREC permit to build a 90,000 gallon per day wastewater treatment plant. It is a product that is manufactured by Aquarobics. It's a SBR, which is a sequencing batch reactor, dual basin system. The system will actually be identical to the system that we built and operate for Stonewater Creek. It will have nutrient removal to address the TMDL issues. This particular facility also will have a ultraviolet disinfectant system that will remove bacteria before it's discharged. The treatment facility will treat the wastewater to greater than drinking water standards. Actually, the water we return in most cases will be better than the water we pull out of the ground to serve customers in the area.
And if you were granted the application that you seek this evening, what would it do to the capacities of your treatment plant?
The application that we're requesting today is to actually serve a much larger area, and we would expand the capacities of the facility. We've actually completed some of the preliminary work, such as the hydrogeological plan, and we've actually communicated with DENREC. And much to our liking, the facility is an excellent wastewater disposal site. So it has a lot of capacity, and we anticipate that capacity will be somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 units.
Let me take you off to one side comment for a second. Artesian is, in fact, a regulated utility. Is that correct?
Yes, we are regulated by the Public Service Commission, and all of our approvals have to meet DENREC standards.
And to the extent that you propose to build the plant that's currently approved, or whether or not you get the expansion that you're requesting this evening, at all times that will be regulated by the Public Service Commission for purposes of the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, and by Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control for the scientific and health issues. Is that correct?
That's correct, and also operations.
And that is a continuing operation?
That is correct.
Okay. I want to draw your attention, for those of you who have tabs. No, I don't. Tab 8.
Does everybody have tabs?
What color is it?
Yeah, what color is it?
Who knows? Looks like that when you get to it.
Okay.
Like the second
scarlet. The bottom
tab. Yes, it is. It is scarlet. Mm-hmm. We're right before the scarlet tab. Mm-hmm.
Next to the last.
I have a whole pile of tab binder separated if you need them, Dennis.
Next time I prepare my own book, though. Tell me what we have here, Mr. Wyatt. What does this show us?
This particular is a conceptual plan of the Piney Neck Road area. The green actually shows the certificated area that we have, including the northern parcel that is the location for the wastewater treatment disposal and plant.
I also would like for you to go back to the engineering plans that were prepared by George Miles and Muir, which I believe is tab 5. And if you could you just generally describe for the benefit of the commission what will be found on these particular plans, and in particular the site plan on the second page?
Yeah, the first page is just basically the general notes and gives you a list of the drawing, and there is actually a location map showing the location of the facility, and then a vicinities map that shows you where the system is actually located in that vicinity. The second page, that's a layout of the wastewater treatment and disposal area on the parcel that I mentioned earlier to the north. It's approximately 13 and a half acres, and we plan to expand the wastewater system. There's a lot of open area. If we are granted a conditional use, then we would actually double the size of the basins that are there presently now. So there would be anywhere from 10 to 12 basins total. The treatment facility would actually be expanded as well. The type of treatment technology that we use, we're able to actually expand them by expanding the trains of the wastewater treatment. At Stonewater Creek, for example, we have dual SBRs there, and they sort of, you know, can operate in series or in parallel.
Let me direct your attention to page 3. This shows the relative relationship between the treatment facility building, the two SBRs, and the other facilities at this proposed site. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And these are all enclosed structures. Is that also correct?
Yes, we build all our facilities in enclosed structures. It helps us in the operation of the facilities because we have a stable climate to deal with, and it's much easier to operate. And also, these facilities have very little or to no odor, and them being inside keeps any odor that would come off the wastewater inside the building.
What is the proximity of these structures or the ribs or the SBRs to any residential dwelling that would be in the area?
The second page, the residential dwelling is to the bottom right-hand corner of the site plan, and the closest one is approximately 400 feet.
Is there going to be a security fence around the site? Do you know?
Yes, the actual facility will have a fence all the way around it.
And what effect, if any, will this particular project have on groundwater or upon the wells of any adjacent property owners?
As I mentioned earlier, we're required to treat the wastewater to greater than drinking water standards. So we'll be returning the water back in better condition in most cases than the existing water that's there.
Excuse me, but you know, that always amazes me. Would you drink it?
Well,
it's a yes or no question. Would you drink it?
If you're going to give me this approval tonight, I'll drink a glass of it.
Well, Mr. White, unfortunately, that's illegal. I believe that's known as contract zoning or something.
Sounds more like
Mr.
a
Schrader, would you like to have a glass, do you think?
You know, I'm a lawyer. I'm not an engineer. I need to maintain the sanctity of my throat.
I understand. You may proceed.
Golly, you made me lose track. Thanks.
If I could add to that, I mean, our primary business is actually supply of water to the state of Delaware, and we've been in that business for over 100 years. So it's very important to us that, you know, we return this water back to the ground so it can be used.
Because you're going to sell it again to somebody else.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
If they get the contract.
You got to get the business first. No, right. I guess so. All right, Mr. Schrader.
Mr. Wyatt, to the extent that it matters at this moment in time, I assume that SK Peppers Creek approves of this application and consents to it.
They do.
And you agree with my earlier comments that Artesian Tidewater and Sussex County are competing for the business on Piney Neck, and that deferral of a decision is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Without limit.
Without limit.
Yeah, without a limit. It's not appropriate. I'm going to conclude the presentation with Mr. Wyatt. Gentlemen, I have these three people here and myself to answer any questions that Mr. Smith or any of you may have, and I would respectfully reserve the right to make one or two comments at the end.
Well, it's difficult to imagine a scenario where you wouldn't be able to answer the question, but I am glad these gentlemen are here. Just in case, we'll see if there's anybody here that wants to ask you a few. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question's by and large been answered, but I do have one. How about the number of vehicle trips generated to the facility daily, what type of traffic comes in and out?
Well, I mean, we're required to visit this facility by our, you know, operational license and every day. So normally we would have a couple operators going to this facility a day. The only other vehicle that would be necessary is that approximately every 32 days we'll have to actually waste the sludge from the digester. So we would contract with like Clean Delaware, and they would come in and do that approximately once a month.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay, Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Johnson?
Presently, you're looking at 5 basins, is that correct?
That's correct.
And if you expand it to 10 basins, what happens to the trees? Are there any trees currently on that property? Is that not a forested area?
The trees are on the side, aren't they?
Mr. Toller's going to
Yeah, just come right up, give us your name, please.
And Scott Toller, Artesian Water,
664
Church was at Newark.
Go ahead.
Chairman Smith, commission members. The basins currently are being, as Mr. White explained, under evaluation with the geologist and the hydrogeologist. It is undetermined at this point whether the infiltration rates will support the existing square footage of the basins, or if the indeed nil will have to be expanded. But we feel that the site will support minimal. If the basins do have to be expanded, it'll be minimal at best. We've made some design modifications.
More basins. You're just going to make the basins you have a little.
In summary, it's the infiltration rate, which will dictate the size of the basins.
To answer Mr. Johnson's question, what about the trees?
At this point in time, they should remain. Yes.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Thank Bird?
With the expansion of the proposed increase in the facility, does the house stay where it is, or does it get moved around the plot?
I think the house is.
The house down here in this corner?
No, you're
No. The treatment plant, it stays exact same place.
So regardless of what happens to the basins, the location of the house stays.
That's correct.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Lyons?
The drawing that shows the regional system, the oval, is that the basis of the area to be served, or the franchise area requested, or however you describe that?
I think it would be best described as the area that we would propose to serve. The two limitations go like this. One of them is that, dependent upon the outcome of the geological work that takes place with the Department of Natural Resources and so forth, will tell us how many gallons per day can be treated by the wastewater treatment facility, assuming for a moment that 300,000 gallons is the right number, and we can certainly think that it will be, then the ability to serve by that plant under the current contracts plus any additional applications to be served would generally be in that area. Going beyond that might be difficult.
Well, can I add one thing? In our discussions with Mike Izzo, the Sussex County engineer, he indicated some capacity issues in the Dagsburg-Frankfort sewer district, and so there may be a request to provide capacity to Sussex County for those areas, and that would be outside of the circle.
And I think it's fair that we introduce to the thought processing at this point, and perhaps Mr. Robertson will want to join in on this, but the Dagsburg-Frankfort wastewater treatment area is close to maximum capacity, or soon will be, reach that point. And in its planning, the county engineering office is considering, although not yet committed to, the idea that if these regional wastewater facilities are granted, then they can provide the wastewater treatment that the county can't. And then at a later date, when they are capable of doing that, then they can come in, take over the artesian plant, and it becomes a part of the broader Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. In general terms, hopefully I got that right.
I think that's probably pretty much accurate in general terms. There's
detail.
Yeah, lots of details and state law and other things involved. So,
yeah, I think you've seen Mr. Robertson and me debate who gets to pay for what, and I have a different view than he does.
Imagine that. Anything else, Mr. Lyons?
Yes, please. Just to clarify, was under the impression that the whole site is wooded, and it doesn't sound like there's going to be any woods destroyed other than where the basins are. Is that close to being correct? It appears to be a totally wooded site.
The only trees removed would be...
Need you to come up, please.
To answer your question, the only trees to be removed will be those for the buildings and the initial ridge. The reserve area is intended to stay.
So the disturbed areas would just be those to be disturbed for basins, buildings?
That is correct.
Pipelines or whatever?
Yes, the reserve area will remain wooded.
Reserved area would remain wooded, okay. That's all I have.
All right, sir, thank you. Count.
If you could have somebody describe for me the basins. In particular, I'm concerned about what impact they would have on the ability of Daryl Adkins' trustee to subdivide or otherwise use his property to the north. If somebody wanted to put lots backing up to those basins, what impact would there be on those properties?
Well, the basins, according to Denrick's regulations, we have to maintain the setback from the back property line, and the hydrogeological study was done to site those basins in those areas, and the groundwater direction and stuff was basically determined. So there would not be a Denrick rule that would prohibit those lots being developed and dwellings being placed according to the county's regulations.
So you'd buy a lot there with your back of your house overlooking and adjacent to those basins?
That's correct. In the Stonewater Creek system, there's actually houses that actually back up right to the basin. I think there's probably a picture of the Stonewater system there. It basically looks like an open meadow, and in some cases, property owners that are buying prefer to be next to the open meadows, so it's very aesthetically pleasing. It's not a
property.
Excuse me?
Waterfront property?
I think you need to clarify what these basins are, sure. Because yeah. There's some, I can tell that there's some people who are thinking that these are open liquid
ponds.
Right.
Basins, but they're ponds. But
that's why I asked them to describe.
Yeah, basically, what happens is one day a basin gets a full day flow. And then
flow of what?
Flow of the recycled water that's gone through a treatment plant.
Of it after it's been through the treatment that's in the building.
That's correct. Okay. And you know, if you went out there and I put my hand under there, it looked like that water that's in that bottle there that Mr. Burton has, and that will stay out there maybe, you know, two or three hours, and you know, by the next day when they're discharging into the next basin, it will actually be dry, and it will continue to do that every day. So it's not like this is a stormwater pond that's going to remain full. It's going to be a grassed area, and you know, we have, again, you know, a facility down at Stonewater Creek, and we've actually taken a lot of people on tours. Some of the county officials have actually been out there, and you know, they're very, very excited, so much excited that the county engineer's office is looking at rapid infiltration basins for regional wastewater treatment for some of their facilities.
So there's no need to have landscaping or buffering or concern about odor or anything like that?
No, there's no odor. You know, we will have a fence around it because we don't want people going in there.
Would you object if the county felt it appropriate that it be landscaped?
No.
Around a perimeter?
No.
And if you take a look at, gentlemen, if you take a look at the first page of tab 9, which is also scarlet if you don't have a number, tab 9 shows you what, just beyond the fence, what these areas look like. There's no ponding permitted.
Stonewater Creek, though, wasn't it the lots within the new subdivision that backed up to
That is correct, yes.
On the, I can't remember with SK Pepper Creek, was this part of that subdivision application? Was this land included in it, or is this?
Yes.
It was? Okay.
But again, it's the traditional problem of being approved with the subdivision versus regionality.
Okay. So at the time the subdivision application came through, this was part of that site plan as far as the on-site central wastewater treatment plan is concerned?
Yes.
Their intent is to expand it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's what I wasn't sure since we didn't have the site plan in front of us on the SK Pepper Creek deal. I don't have any other question.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Just a few parting words, if you will, Mr. Chairman. As you know, under the conditional use portion of the zoning ordinance, public utilities, service uses, buildings, treatment plants are do require conditional use application. And as such, the conditional use application requires us to come before you to show that we have something that is either of a public or semi-public character, which we believe wastewater treatment plant is, that is in some fashion essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the community. I think we all will concede that wastewater treatment is an issue in Sussex County, and it is certainly for the general convenience and welfare of this particular area. And lastly, but not least, because of the nature of the beast that we bring before you, that is wastewater treatment, it requires the Planning Commission to exercise reasonable planning judgment based upon what you have before you. We think that we have met the requirements of both the conditional use requirements of Section 22 and of 171 with this regulated utility and the proposed expansion of the plant. And we thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1711? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1711? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name and address, please.
Gentlemen, my name is Brian Tingle. I live at 32035 Tingle Lane, which is just off Adams Road. I'm 64 years old. I was born in a living room down that road, and I still reside there today. What I would like to bring to this council's attention is that I think we have enough down there. If these people want to build and develop, that's fine. What I'm asking this council to do is say, you build the lots large enough for them to put their own water and sewer in. And let me tell you why I say this. The county council, or the county disposal system down Piney Neck, has recently acquired 225 acres of land. Also down in that same area is the power plant. They own over 400 acres. Okay? Now, Piney Neck is about 3.5 miles long, and maybe at the most 2 miles wide. So we're talking 7 square miles of land. Well, between the power plant and the sewer plant, we're talking about 1 square mile of either getting dust or coal dust, which I can prove by my property that we still do get, even though they've updated. And when they put these ponds in for the county sewer plant, I understand, I haven't been to the meetings, but I understand they're just going to be large ponds that are open. Well, I understand also that just to the west of this property in question, on the opposite side of the road where they intend to put their houses, there's a sewer plant that's already been approved for it. So my question to the council is, how much is enough? If you were sitting there now with the power plant and the sewer plant down there already, that's 1/7 of the land that's down there. And if my math holds me true, that's close to 14%, or over 14% now is going to be used either by the power plant when they're running full steam and by the county when they go full capacity, county sewer system. So that's my question. I mean, I want to let you know, too, that I want to say this. That's the best drinking water right down there in the area. I built my chicken house in 1978. I still have the same filters today. Really. My son-in-law is a certified water tester. He goes around and monitors different companies for their water levels and keeps them clean and stuff. We have very few nitrates. Now, when we get all these ponds and the power company gets their ash over on our side of the road, which will be south of Bunning Avenue, what are they going to do, run us out of there? There's only 9 of us local families left down there. The rest of them have moved in. The one development just to the west, the one they're speaking about, there's 4 houses along Pine Neck Road on the south side. 2 of them have been sold because of this. And people have moved in, and I can't speak for them, but I'm sure they don't know of what's coming. And of the 4 houses there on the development to the west of the one we're talking about tonight, the sewer plant is right up next to the 4 houses, and there's 157 acres there. Why? If these sewer plants are so great, but yet they won't drink it, why don't they put them in the middle of the development, and then if there's a smell, whichever way the wind blows, they can smell it themselves. We don't have to smell it. So, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Thank you. For anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Warren David Brelsford, and I live on Piney Neck Road, right next to where they want to put this sewer plant. And I have a couple of questions to ask you. I got a letter. I'm the only one in that whole development down there that got a letter from these people. I want to know why they didn't send everybody notification of this letter, and I'd like to show it to you people if you would look at it.
Letter from the county?
Artesian well. Okay, and the second thing I got to ask you, gentlemen, I went in here one time to the building inspector in here to build, I wanted to open up my go-kart track at one time down there. And they told me that I had to put up a sign in front of my property, 3 foot by 4 foot, to let everybody know that I had to put this sign up. Well, here's a sign from across the street you can read. I want to know if you gentlemen can read this sign. A hunting sign is bigger than this sign. If I could pass this around.
That's the one across the street. That's the one there.
Now, I was told at one time that they were going to put 5 tanks out there in the back where they're holding the sludge in the back there. I have a well on my property that's only 200 feet from where they want to put their sewer plant. Now, is that going to contaminate my well?
Didn't sound like it to me, but I'll ask the man when you're done.
Okay, and I don't know. I have a bunch of other questions if my daughter could come up and ask you on the thing. Tammy, please.
Can I get your name again, sir? I might have missed it.
Pardon?
Could I get your name again?
Warren David Brelsford.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, gentlemen. My name is Paula Hawker, and we are from 30815 Piney Neck Road. And our property, I believe, is right behind this proposed site. And we have 2 wells on our property. And one is 200 feet from where this is located. And my questions have to do with the wells and how specifically are they going to be contaminated. You said...
Look at the board.
Talk to me.
Okay. It was mentioned today that I didn't hear anybody actually say that they would actually drink the water. Well, this is going to possibly contaminate our drinking water. And I have 3 young children.
What the gentleman said was that if he got this application approved, he would drink the water.
Right.
He got the application.
Right.
Okay. So he would drink it apparently under certain conditions, but that went in this ear and out this ear. So.
Okay. I was wondering if we might be able to obtain copies of these blueprints specifically. And I will accept an email version of these blueprints because we do not have access to these documents that you have in front of you.
Sure you do. They're part of the public record.
They were in the file, and the file is available to anybody that wants it, and you can have mine.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Specifically regarding our property values, this project is being done primarily for the new facilities that are being built or that want to be built. What is this sewer treatment plant going to do to our property values, the current ones that are existing? I have no idea.
Well, I ask.
Okay. This is scheduled to be built in January. Is that what I heard?
No, it is not going to be decided until then.
Oh, okay, until January. All right.
At the earliest.
At the earliest.
Okay. The wastewater that's going to be treated. Again, I'm very concerned about how it's going to affect our water system. Are we going to have to tie into the system at all? Because we have our own wells?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. What about the sewer system, if we have our own?
Well, I don't know. At this point in time, I'm not sure that they know exactly who's going to serve what down there. I'm not sure anybody could really answer that question for you at this point.
And I think with this project, it's to serve specific, I think Mr. Schrader stated, it's to serve specific, potentially specific properties that are under development, not...
not being built to serve you, okay? So I don't
at
see
this
how
point,
they could require, at this point, see how they could require you to hook up to it.
Yeah.
Okay. The other question is that it was mentioned tonight that this is going to be expanded from the 90,000 to the 300,000 capacity with 5 tanks going to 10 to 13 tanks. How can they expand, doubling the size on the same amount of property?
Okay, I did not hear I did not hear 10 or 13 tanks. What I heard was that the 5 were going to be expanded.
I heard that they were going to increase to 10 to 12 basins.
I'd actually like a clarification on that because I thought I heard that as well, Mr. Schrader or somebody.
But I heard not now. I want the lady finished, and then you guys will, if I want you to, we'll get you back up here.
That's all, what else do you have around?
Yeah, 13 and a half acres of ground, right. Mm-hmm. So they're basically going to double the size. Okay, I think the questions were answered regarding the smell, although my comment, and I would like to put this on public record, is that sewer plants, they stink. I mean, and when the wind blows in different ways, there's no hiding it.
How many sewer plants have you toured? Have you ever toured one?
Well, I can tell you that I don't reside down here all the time.
I'm not trying to be argumentative. What I'm going to suggest to you is that you might want to go to one of these facilities of this type are already built and being operated. County, and you might want to just go see what's really like, because I mean there's no getting around it. Once it's running and it's operating, either it smells or it doesn't.
Well, exactly.
It's going to smell because Marshall smells.
I know. There's several other towns that smell.
Well, a lot of towns do, but they're using different kind of technology, and I don't know the answer to this. All I'm saying is that's about the only way you can find out. Go look at one.
Okay. And is there, from our property line, as my father had mentioned, we do have the two wells on our property. Specifically, how far away would this be built from ours? Well, I guess if the person has a house that's 400 feet from the property, it's...
We'll get an answer for you on that.
Okay. All right, that's all my questions. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, just excuse me for a minute so I can move. I have cancer. No, I'm fine. I'll be all fine in just a minute. Just let me get settled down again.
Okay.
Sir?
Schrader, if you would be kind enough to provide some, shed some light on this lady's concerns?
Let me, I think I've kept track of about 10 different issues, and I want to go back to the letter. The letter that was referred to by Mr. Brelsford is the notice of the public hearing, I believe, that was sent by the zoning office.
Yes, it was, but it wasn't on our paper because it was pink.
Right.
I don't know where that came from.
We didn't send it. Similarly, the sign, I believe, is the sign that was the normal posting.
No, it looks like it's
looks like
for another development, or a development. I'm not sure.
It had fallen.
Well, yeah, the one's a posting sign. The other sign was one for...
For development.
In either event, we're not responsible for either sign. The posting sign would have been done by the zoning staff, the other by the owner of the property. So we have nothing to do there.
Mr. Schroeder, can I ask you a quick question? I want one that probably cuts right to the heart of this to some extent.
Sure.
If this conditional use isn't granted, is there still a wastewater treatment plant that's going to be built there?
If, in fact, this conditional, well, I was going to get there too. If, and I think there's some misunderstanding because we're not proposing the expansion of any development. We're not asking to build 800 houses, which I believe is what Mr. Tingle seems to have thought. But there already is an approved wastewater treatment plant for this particular site that's already permitted to be built.
All you want to do is make it bigger.
All I want to do is to be able to make the capacity bigger, and I think Mr. Wyatt will confirm for me, increasing the size from 97,000 to 400,000 does not mean that the structures will proportionately be increased. That does not mean you're going to have four times as much buildings. You're not going to have four times as many rapid infiltration beds. And I think perhaps the answer is if Mr. It's Brelsford, is that correct? I want to make sure I got it right. And Ms. Hocker or any of the other neighbors are interested in having a tour of the Stonewater plant. We'll be around here right after this public hearing. We'll meet outside, and these gentlemen can let you take a look at it at your convenience.
You're supposed to be addressing me, sir, and the commission.
You're quite right, sir, and I apologize for turning my back on the chair and addressing a concern, but I thought you had asked me to do so.
See what you did?
Perhaps I misunderstood.
No, I think you understood perfectly. Go ahead.
As for well contamination and proximity to the treatment facility, I'm going to let Mr. Wyatt take the science side.
Okay. First of all, the facility, we had to do an elaborate evaluation of the groundwater hydrology, and as a part of that, all of the wells were identified. Some of the wells are actually on GMB's second page there. But none of the wells will be contaminated by the operation of this facility, either at its present permitted capacity or its future permitted capacity. The issue about the number of basins, and maybe I was not real clear about that, but The existing basins, when we actually did the advanced hydrology work, we determined that they have extra capacity in them. So they will be able to handle a lot more flow. The addition of the basins, as you can see, there's like reserve areas in the black. Okay, if we ever have to build new basins, they would be basins in those areas.
Let me ask you this. We're talking about, you have five shown on your drawing.
Yes.
Right? And what you're saying is if those five, for some reason, don't do the job anymore or something, you have these reserve ones over here.
Right. Or so if we need additional capacity to get to our ultimate disposal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the theory is you could have as many as 10.
Yeah, 10 to 12.
What would you say the likelihood is?
Five.
Okay.
Would you build them first? The five get built?
Yes.
And then you would cut down more trees and build the other 10?
We would only build these.
We
would only build them if we were required by DENREC. And, you know.
I think they'd have to come back probably for site plan review on that as well through us.
That raises just a quick question. is on the conditional use, if this were approved, is would there be a limit, a treatment limit, capacity limit on what would be granted?
I don't know that the commission wants to get into that because that's a DENREC regulated issue with the CPCN and everything else. Plus, it's more of an engineering than a land use issue.
So it's just whether or not they can treat from other developments besides the initial development, not X number of gallons.
Right. I think more what the commission might get into what would be if the commission wanted to say something about, you know, what would happen if more beds were needed. If it would require a public hearing or site plan review or something like that, that would be, you know, more of a generic topic that the
and more of the site plan approval,
right,
as opposed to the conditional use.
Right.
We're into the business because the man the application says 90 to 300,000.
Yeah.
If we approve it that way, then we've just then it can't be more than
well, right, right. I didn't know if Mr. Couch's comment was as far as phasing or, you know, if you're going
to... No, I just, if there was an upset limit to the number of gallons that could be treated under this conditional use, and it would be limited by the application that's been...
Yeah, it's like 300,000
to me, 300,000.
Okay.
I think I answered
all the questions. I think you may be seated again. Is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? I know there's some more folks back here. Yes, ma'am.
Council. My name is Dwayne Rebel Kenton. This is my husband, William. We are owners of two properties at Piney Neck, one at 30757 Piney Neck Road, which is directly in front of the proposed treatment plant and is also indicated on the site plan. And we also own another property down at the end, which is 31020. I am also one of the few lifetime residents that has lived down there my whole life. Let me start by saying, back in the beginning, when the August meeting was by the county council, we received no notice of that being joint property owners. And it just seems as though things are being hidden, and the people that should be informed and that should have concerns aren't being notified. And we did not receive a letter that, no matter who sent it out, we did not receive one. The sign was already destroyed. That's obvious, and that's already been addressed. And the work that's already going on, I guess, is just want to be sure that that is being done as a approval of the August meeting. The property line for Pepper's Creek, their boundary, is less than a mile, probably even a half a mile, from the county sewer treatment because it's right down Bunning Road. With its proposed expansion, as Mr. Tingle expressed earlier, when they get operating to their full capacity, why not use what's there and make it profitable for the county and the residents? The property value's an issue. You're only talking 400 feet. That's less, a little over a football field. That's not far at all. And as far as odor and smell, wetlands, the beautiful Indian River, everything has an odor, whether you choose to admit it or acknowledge it, whether it's the poultry plant that's on Route 24, Vlasic, which is now Pinnacle, everything has an odor. I'd like to know how that construction site or that sewer treatment plant is being accessed. I'm looking at the site plan, and I see there's a dirt road that says it's being used. That's not. It's no more than a cow path right now. How are they accessing that treatment plant? Because that is right next to one of my property boundaries. It's being misrepresented because that road is not being used. How are they accessing that? And let me finish. And because I live in between, one of my homes is in between the sewer plant and the proposed service area, I'm right in the middle of all this. in between the treatment plant and the Pepper's Creek across the road. I know I'm only a small parcel, a small 5-acre parcel, but I'm caught in the middle of a wagon. It's just unconscionable how you can neglect what's there. You've got two other companies that are one in the same but just two different branches fighting for what is already there and has more than adequate acquisition for the treatment plant of the sewer for Sussex County. Why you have to, if it's not broke, don't fix it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And also, how can you have a January determination or another hearing in January of 07 when in the comments that were read and issued by Mr. Izzo, the determination period doesn't expire and isn't completed until August of 2007. Everything's trying to be jammed and crammed into one of the few remaining rural areas. I'm not against progress, but enough is enough.
Now, just to add a little bit, my name is Bill Kenton. Just to add a little bit, the woods back there was all wooded. Before they, I guess when Mr. A.J. Steen sold that land back there, they went in there and put roads through there, and they did their testings. I was back in there this morning, ran next to the property. I was deer hunting back there. But I think it might even be wetlands back there. So they might want to check into that because it is low. There's a lot of water lays back there. And with that and them putting ponds in back there, them basins or whatever, I mean, that's just gonna be runoff right there. But the sign they put out by the road, the day they put it up, I go by there every day, the day they put it up, somebody came there and ripped it and was laying on the ground. I went by there that afternoon like I'm home from work, and I stapled it back up there in pieces. And I think, yeah, it blew away or whatever. But just if they do this, evidently it's already been approved. The gentleman just said a while ago.
Yeah, this plant, there's already going to be a plant there. The issue is they would like to make it bigger. That's what they're here for.
Well, why, tell me this, why weren't their property owners notified?
You were. It was a part of a subdivision application.
All part of a subdivision that went in next to you.
That had a full public hearing and
was moving register letters to the surrounding?
No, the law requires it to be put in the newspaper and the public notices. And then the county does send, as a courtesy, sends letters to property owners within how far, Mr. Lang?
Normally within 200 foot. The rate notice is sent on this application.
Folks, you know the rules. I don't want to hear it, okay? Thank you. This gentleman has the floor. I want to hear what he has to say.
Well, I know for a fact we weren't notified. I know we did get a notification of putting the new piers along the waterfront for that division over there right across the street. But we weren't notified for no septic plant behind our house.
Well, specifically the treatment plant, probably not. What you were notified of, either by the newspaper is the public notice is the law. That's the requirement. I didn't make it. Nobody on this commission made it. That's what it is.
And the posting
on the site. That's what the law says public notice is. Nobody on this group has anything to do with that. We just did what they tell us to do. But what you were notified of was a subdivision. Included within that subdivision was, you know, how are they going to take care of their sewage? There was this sewage treatment plant was part of that subdivision. So that's what, you know, that's how that happened, for good or bad.
Okay, that's about it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. No, you've already been up here. I need somebody new. One trip to a customer. Yes, ma'am.
We're Vernon and Francis Rickards. We live at 30268 Bunning Road. And I just have a couple comments. I mean, they've asked all the questions that I had. I agree with Mr. Tingle that Piney Neck has enough. Okay. We get from the power plant, our front door, as a matter of fact, it's a steel door that has rusted from the stuff that we get from the power plant. There is another sewage treatment plant. And I feel that that's enough, and that they use the Pepper Creek development to get this sewage plant approved, which was kind of a way of shoving it in there. It has been approved for the Pepper Creek development, and that's where it should stay. Some of our neighbors has told us that are not able to be here that they have been approached by the artesian company, and they told them that, yes, we would have to sign up, have to hook onto them, and I feel that's why they want the expansion, and it should not be allowed.
Well, I'm going to ask that question. I think that's terrible if it's true.
That's what I've been told.
I'll find it. We're going to ask some of these people that might know.
Okay.
And also, you know, a couple of people stated that they've talked about a 200-foot deep well. Well, we have shallow wells. We're 90 feet. Now, do they spray this on this landscaping as clear water? It goes down into the water table, hits the aquifers, which are minor at 90.
Water is going into these basins that you keep hearing them talk about.
What do they finally end up doing with the water?
Well,
I thought it was sprayed over the land.
In the ground. Mm-hmm. This is not a spray system.
It's not spray irrigation.
Not spray irrigation.
All righty. But will that affect the shallow wells? I'm not the only one who's got shallow wells down there. You know, I've got two properties side by side. We've got a rental property, and then both wells are within the same.
I will ask that question.
I think they actually already answered it and said that it would not.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr.
Well, I know he said he would drink it if he got the approval.
I think he was asked that specific
question, that
type
of thing,
and he said it would not.
I think he was asking me about the wells, and their testimony was that it would not affect the wells.
Yeah, he said they've all been identified and will not be impacted by the facility.
And you might also be aware that there is state law regarding that. If they mess up your well, there's a prescribed procedure for it's a prescribed remedy by law that they have to provide for you.
Correct, because both of our wells, both of our septics is less than 10 years old, and I don't want somebody coming along telling me that I've got to hook up to something, you know, and with more.
I don't blame you. I couldn't agree with you more.
And of course,
if
this notice was out quite a bit, how come there's only just a few of us here? I know we received a letter, which Dwayne didn't. As many people as are around there, if these letters had got out to everybody, I think there would have been more folks here, you know?
Senator Hamp just testified that a whole bunch of people couldn't be here tonight.
Well, but the one we were talking about has been, yeah, but there's a lot of other people, homes around. I mean, there's a lot of homes there. And there's not a lot of people here.
what was your last name again?
Rickards, R-I-C-K-A-R-D-S.
We have no control over that, sir.
Okay.
We can't make you come.
But you also got a notice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I must be missing a page of my listing because I didn't have your name on here.
Yeah, we're on the list.
No, I'm just saying I didn't have it on my list of who got sent notice. So I got a page missing, maybe.
Right. Mr. Schreppler, if you could come up and answer that question, if you would.
I can, Mr. Robertson. Jack Schreppler, Vice President and General Counsel of Artesian and its affiliated companies. We're located at 664 Churchman's Road.
Are you a member of the Delaware Bar?
I am.
And your number is?
I'd have to get it out. 20.
You're new.
2089.
Very good, sir. Now that Mr. Robertson requires me to ask that question of every attorney.
Next month will be my 25th year at the bar.
Outstanding. Go ahead and tell us what the deal is.
Yes, I don't know how a rumor may have gotten started, but there is no way that Artesian can legally
nor would we want to force somebody to hook up to our wastewater system. We have had discussions with the county and other projects such as Stonewater Creek that when we run our mains down the road, if someone has a failing septic system and would choose to hook up, we would make arrangements to facilitate that. But we would never attempt to force someone to hook up.
Well, you can't. By the law says you can't do that, right?
Yes, there is no mechanism. So I don't know how someone heard that or believed they heard it, but I'm certain that no artesian personnel would say that. It would be counterproductive for us to say something. It's simply not true. And if I could just add, I certainly sympathize with these folks who have spoken. They have the fear of the unknown, and that's a powerful thing. So I want to extend to them an offer, and to all of you gentlemen, an offer to visit some of our facilities in various parts of Sussex County to see that there is no odor, that the treatment technology is so far advanced from what people may have thought when they visited a municipal system in the 1960s or the 1970s. The reality is, in our own experience, is that because of farming activities and septic systems, the groundwater already has nitrates in the shallow wells. We experience that when we take the water out of the ground at Stonewater. We actually remove the nitrates. And so, as Mr. Wyatt said, the water that we put back into the ground after we've treated it is better than it was when we took it out of the ground in the first place. And we'd be happy to test people's wells to show them if they have nitrates in their wells now. In all likelihood, they're getting nitrates from septic systems and from agricultural activities.
Will you test them free of charge?
Yes.
Another question that was another thing that was mentioned, is it in fact true that Artesian and Tidewater are one and the same company, actually the same company?
No, Tidewater is owned by a company in New Jersey called Middlesex, and Artesian is a local Delaware company. There's no commonality of ownership, and we in fact compete every day very hard.
I thought that was the situation, but when the lady mentioned that, I thought I'd better ask you, because you should know. So, all right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Now, one other thing I want to ask you. If these folks and anybody on this commission want to tour the facility, how would they go about making arrangements? Who do they call? Where do they call? Would you guys be willing to do that at a time that's convenient? Many of these people work and so on. They can't do it during a Monday through Friday during the day. Mr. Wyatt, would you be the one to?
Yes, we would be more than happy to do a tour of our facilities. And we do have people that are working 24/7. So we do have operators that work Saturdays, and be more than happy to accommodate their schedule.
Well, these folks work. I assume some of them, I'm sure, have jobs, and they can't do it during the day. All right, then.
Did I hear correctly that Mr. Wyatt, you would be the contact person?
Yes, I will.
And your phone number?
I'd caution you, though, about that for the commission, just because we're starting to get into ex parte communications. I don't know that I have a problem with somebody necessarily going out and visiting on their own, but I don't want any commissioners to go meeting with Artesian outside of a public hearing. I mean, I know that sounds good in a perfect world, but not so good.
You're right, Mr. Robertson. I guess I just got carried away with their generous offer, but you're right.
Sometimes the law gets in the way of common sense.
We really can't do that unless we do it in an organized fashion. What he's really saying is he doesn't want us to do it if he's not with us.
Perhaps somebody from Sussex County staff, they probably already visited some of our facilities. But
but to be clear, the residents,
the
population
absolutely
can make the arrangements.
And in fact, the one lady, I wasn't trying to be combative with her at all, but the point is, folks, take these people up on their offer. Go look at what they want to do, because that's the proof of the pudding. And I like the one lady's comments that everything has an odor. Well, that's true. Everything does have some kind of odor. Some are more offensive than others, but and that's in the nose of the beholder, I guess. All right, gentlemen, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition with something different? Yeah, yes, sir.
We have heard quite a bit of testimony, and we still have four more items.
I just have a question, and that's all.
Your name is?
Jeff Fowler, 132 Riverview Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Yes, sir. Your question is?
If this wastewater treatment facility was set up for Peppers Creek, why do they want to expand it?
Because there's a whole bunch of open land all around that
somebody else might want
to develop, and they want to be able to do that if the opportunity presents itself, would be my guess.
Okay, so I guess that's, for the citizens of Sussex County, that's what they need to be worried about then, is the amount of development that's going to come to that area.
Well,
with this extra capacity.
I wouldn't presuppose that the extra capacity is going to really make much difference, because developers would just want to put the septic system or the sewage system on some other parcel other than this one. So I don't know that this is particularly a driving force.
Okay.
But the county recognizes that growth is occurring in that area. That's why these three people are trying to get together to figure out who's going to serve it.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that was my question.
All right, thank you. Anyone else with something different? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you all to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.